Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number on the line, Robert Miranda from Flat. You know, Robert, before we went to break, I was asking the question about, you know, how we can be concerned about all those other things going on internationally. You know, right now, the big conversation piece in the city is, well, let's see if we can get the 2024 Republican convention. You know, a couple of years ago, it was, let's see if we can get the 22 Democratic convention. All of those things, all of that energy, all of that money. And that's what we are focusing on, you know, extending the convention center and doing all of those things, and yet ignoring the things that are the most important, and that's our children.
Right, right. Now, nothing about, hey, let's see if we can go ahead and by 2023 get to at least a third of what we need to do to provide our children with fresh, clean water. And it's just pathetic, the priorities that are being set out of City Hall right now, as it affects the health of the public and of our children. I mean, our organization is not only talking about this, but we're actually doing something. We do have what we call the Canned Water for Pregnant Women program, which basically families or women who are expecting that live in houses that are lead pipe water fed, we provide them with water with a charity organization that we work with. It's called Canned Water for Kids, and we actually deliver a month's supply of water to that mother, expectant mother, so she doesn't have to ingest water coming from those lead laterals that are attached to her house. And we've been successful in recruiting and supplying. And so if people are interested, they could always go to the Get the Lead Out website or contact me via Facebook, and I'll lead you to where you need to go to get information on that, so you could go ahead and pass the word or get an expectant mother to get some of that water. But I also want to make sure that people understand, and this is something that I would love to hear what Acting Mayor has to say, that criminal investigation that is still going on regarding the Milwaukee Health Department and the lead program that is there at the Department of Justice and held up by the Attorney General. My concern is that even if he gets in office, if this acting mayor stays in office, would he move to have the Department of Justice dismiss the case and just basically say, you know, let's not pursue this and move forward. We got this handled. We're just going to go ahead and do what we got to do. If that's the case, that's going to be a complete injustice to the community. The harm that was done against the people of Milwaukee needs accountability from people who did that harm against the people of Milwaukee.
You know, Robert, you can talk about the Department of Injustice, but you know, we can go into the stores right now and think that we are buying water that is good water. And they've proven that much of the water that is supposed to be good, has come out of the same places that, you know, are not good for us. And yet they're, you know, people can go out and bottle water that is damaging to us. And we don't know it. And yet that's legal and people make money off of it. And the Justice Department doesn't do anything to stop that. So, well, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, there is some validity to that argument. But by and large, most of the waters that are out there are not as contaminated as they're coming right from the pipes. You know,
right.
So if I had my brothers and was going
to
choose.
No, Robert, I wasn't trying to compare it to, you know, what's coming out of the pipes, but just the fact that it's not what they label it to be.
Right. And that's why consumer, that's that old cliche, consumer beware. You know, you've got to do your own research and look at which water brands are the best and which ones are supplying the cleanest water. And I found that if you get spring waters or waters that have been distilled, those are pretty good waters. We chose canned water for kids because they are very conscious-minded company or charity organization that makes sure that the water that they utilize does not have the kind of harming materials in the water as a lot of these companies that you mentioned. So if people are really looking for fresh, clean water, I would suggest that they go to the website Canned Water for Kids and get that water for their children.
You know, Robert, so tomorrow at 9:30, we'll have Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson on. Our phone lines, as always, will be open. But I'm definitely going to ask about, you know, where we are with that, because, you know, this, you know, at some point in time, you know, people have to make decisions on what's, and stop playing the game of politics, you know.
Right.
And when I always say to people, and they say, well, Earl, you know, who are involved in politics, you have to know how the game is played. And I always say, man, what game? These are people's lives. You call this a game. Yeah, that's not a football is a game. Basketball is a game. Baseball is a game. It's not a game. And if you see it through that prism, you should be out of there.
Exactly. You got to see it from the eye of a parent who has watched their children suffer because of lead poisoning, who has to now watch that child grow from an infant to an adult with damage done because of the lead that was ingested into their body. And if you're not willing to see it that way, then you don't need to be in public service.
You know, Robert, man, it's always, and I say it all the time, but I've got to be conscientious enough to bring you back on more and more. And the only way we can keep the pressure up is having you on more and more. And I pledge from this point forward, man, that we're going to do that. And, you know, the best that we can do is that we keep you on the airwaves and keep you pounding away at it. And then maybe through pressure, as you stated, from the community, we can get it done. But thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'll be reaching back out to you. That's Robert Miranda from FLAC. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. I'm going to be joined by... I'm going to be joined by Shante Nelson. We'll be right back.